Bryce Harper and the Nationals brought their bats to the ballpark on Thursday. We picked things up in the third inning. Already 2-0, Brian Goodwin facing Michael Blazek.
Swinging a high drive to right field deep. Santana drifting back on the run to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and it's gone! Into the first row with a W.B. Mason sign and the big wall in straightaway right field. Brian Goodwin has reached double digits in home runs. That's 10. Nationals 4, Brewers nothing. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a high drive to deep right center field for Defoe. This has got a chance. It's way back, and it's long gone. Off the facing of the second level below the scoreboard. Wilmer Defoe has hit another tape measure home run. His third of the year, and the Nationals go back-to-back and lead it 5-0. Swinging a drive left center field. This one is deep. On the run, Brinson, and it is 3 in a row. The Nationals go back-to-back-to-back. And it's home run number 2 in this game for Harper and number 27 on the season. The Nationals lead 6-0. 3 consecutive home runs here in the third inning. And Ryan Zimmerman swings and launches one to deep left center field. This one's way back. Is it high enough? It is. It's a home run. They've hit 4 home runs in a row. And that's a new Nationals record. Home run number 21 for Zimmerman makes it 7-0. Goodwin, Defoe, Harper, and Zimmerman have homered consecutively 4 in a row. And this crowd is on its feet as they have witnessed Nationals history here this afternoon. The Nationals have hit 4 home runs in an inning before. Here's a swing and a long drive left field. They may have number 5. They do. This one's long gone into section 101. 5 home runs in one inning, a new Nationals record. Tear up the record book this inning. They're rewriting it here this afternoon. Home run number 21 for Rendon. It's 8-0 Nationals.
The Nats win it 15-2. They hit 8 homers, setting a franchise record, tying for the 3rd most in Major League Baseball history. It's just the 8th time in baseball history a team has hit 4 straight homers. Max Scherzer, the beneficiary, he goes 6 innings of 1-run ball. He struck out 9. After the game, Dusty Baker talked about his club's incredible display of power.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I've seen back-to-back-to-back, but not 4 in a row. And it's like you almost can't believe it. And, you know, we'll take it. I mean, the guys, that was some kind of inning. And then the next inning also. So, you know, we had a big offensive barrage today. Gave Max a birthday present. And, he'll always take that. And, we preserved our bullpen. So it was just a good day overall.
Did you guys say anything to Murphy after he popped up following the 4 in a row?
No, I heard the people booing him, which is pretty amazing. But, people like us are greedy, I guess.
It looked like Zimmerman was able to barrel up a couple balls there, obviously the homers. But do you see anything in him changing, or was it kind of just one big day?
Well, no, but, I mean, that was a big double to right last night, which got him going. And that keeps you inside. And head down, you have to do everything perfectly to hit that ball the way he did last night. And so, perhaps Zim is on his way again. And be a big plus to us. Harp got us on the board right away. And that's always, good when you can get the lead, especially early with Max pitching. And so then we kept padding the lead, which is, which is outstanding. Goody had a good day. There's some guys that had, very good days. So evidently when you get 19 hits, quite a few guys had days. I don't think, Lobie, it's nice to see Lobie, get on the hit parade too. So I don't think anybody was shut out. And to see Stevenson get his first hit, and the guys are, kind of kidding him that he got off Perez, but it doesn't matter, so.
Has Lynn's play in left field maybe given you a little more confidence just the last couple of days, the way he's been able to?
Just sometimes you wish he'd get there a little sooner. But the fact that when he gets there, he puts his hand on it, it's caught. We just have to pay attention to, leg soreness and stuff when you're not used to playing out there. every day, and you're not used to running from the dugout because people don't know. That takes its toll on you, too, because it's a lot closer when you just trot to first than when you go to left field. So I was contemplating not playing today because I knew he was going to be a little sore after the 18 innings he had played the last couple of days. So I'm just, you know, everybody's contributing. Everybody's chipping in. And, you know, especially with all the guys we got hurt. And it's mandatory that the extra guys continue to play the way they're playing.
Goodwin and Depot were in the middle of it. What have they meant to this team filling in for you?
Well, I mean, they meant a lot. I mean, a lot of times you see guys get overexposed the more they play. But, you know, Goody and Depot, I mean, you know, they're playing well and they're going to play better. And then when you get our other guys back, I mean, that just adds to their sharpness because they've had a bunch of at-bats. And so we certainly, you know, need them to get on base. That's what I talk to them about every day. And, you know, you guys got to set the table for, you know, for the other guys. You know, hitting home runs is fine, but scoring runs is your main objective and getting on base in the 1-2 spot.
Dusty, Max gets to 200 strikeouts again, six straight years, and we're still in July. What does that say about his consistency?
Well, I mean, you know, Max, you know, he likes to strike out people, and we like to see him striking out people. And, you know, Max's a hard worker. I mean, this guy, you know, every time he takes a mound, you know, that we got a chance to, you know, to win. And the fact that he's not going to give up a lot of runs, which is indicative of his ERA, which is 2.2 something. So, you know, we'd like to get Max, you know, to 20 again. And so, you know, he struggled a little bit there in the fifth and sixth, and we figured that was enough, especially with the lead that we had, and try to piece the rest of it together.
Speaking of Max being a hard worker, in that third inning, he'd already batted once. He comes back up with a 9-run lead. It's a slow roller, and he's busting a hard 90, just barely beats it out. Given you're already down a couple starters, would you prefer to see him dial it back?
No, not really. I mean, how do you tell Max to dial it back? You know what I mean? I mean, if you smell a hit, especially as hits are as rare to come by, you know, being a pitcher and being Max, I mean, that's Max. He's just Max being Max. And so, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way.
Brian Goodwin started the four-homer stretch and reflected on that third inning after the game.
Oh, man, it's great. Being in the dugout when that's going on is just great, man. It's unexplainable, but it's totally fun. It's loose. Everybody's having a good time. We're smiling, we're laughing, we're dancing. I mean, you can't beat it.
Hey, Goody, I just want to talk. I mean, we don't talk anything about our hitting coaches. Rick Shue and Jock Jones, you guys are putting up numbers unreal. You're hitting, that's your 10th home run. You hit 14 is your most in the minor league. Tell me a little bit about the hitting coaches and how this offense has just exploded and under their tutelage.
Well, these guys, they just do a great job, man. They do their homework on all the pitchers, every pitcher, every starter, every reliever, every closer. So the knowledge we have when we go to the plate is phenomenal. I mean, they just feed us info. And by the time we get to the plate, we're so comfortable, we feel like we're familiar with the guys on the mound.
Goody, you hit in the leadoff spot in the minor leagues for much of your time down there, so it's nothing new to you hitting atop the order. But how have you kind of adapted to this role that you've been thrust into over the last handful of weeks? Obviously a little different up here at the major league level, but what's that kind of process been like for you?
Well, yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. It's definitely you have to take everything in consideration when putting your team in the best situation possible. And, I mean, it's just seeing pitches, man, getting on base and getting rally started, feeding the big dogs behind you. We got so many bats in the lineup, 3, 4, 5, 6, on and on, man. It's just getting on base and letting them guys go to work.
Hey, well, you just kind of answered my question, but your mindset, Goody. Last year you were up here, you swung a bat well, and now you're swinging a bat as well as somebody can swing the bat. You're seeing the ball well, but you're hitting the ball with power. Your mindset now, I know you want to get on base for these guys, but you're not only getting on base, you're getting in scoring position early. So your mindset and the difference in the way you're relaxed now as opposed to last season, I think you feel like you belong, don't you, brother?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I think it takes a little time, a couple ABs, a couple balls to fall in for you to get that feeling. But after you get it, man, and you do it a little bit more consistently, it's definitely something that you feel.
Ryan Zimmerman finished 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and the 4th of the 4 straight homers. He spoke about the feat after the game.
Yeah, coming back from a long road trip and not really playing great Tuesday night and for half of the game on Wednesday. And then, like you said, Murph got us going and then kind of just string some hits together and carry it over to today.
Hey, talk about the third inning today, Ryan. You ever seen that or been a part of anything like that? Back to back to back to back. 4 in a row and 5 in the inning?
Definitely not in the big leagues. And I don't know if ever. That was pretty fun to watch. But, I mean, that's what we can do when we get going. And, you know, we've kind of been up and down the last couple of weeks. We've had some injuries, but some guys have stepped up and played well. So if we keep going, you know, it's a fun offense to be a part of.
Ryan, then there's Max Scherzer. It's a rubber game. It's against a team that's been in first place a lot this year. When you guys take the field, when Max is out there, how confident are you that you're going to go ahead and win the series?
Well, I mean, having him pitch every fifth day is pretty special. And that's a pretty good offense over there as well. They got some guys who can really hit, and I think you saw that the first two games. So to see what Max did to them makes it even more impressive.
The Nats will try to continue the home run parade on Friday. They welcome the Rockies to town. Tanner Roark gets the start against Germán Márquez.